Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Coming up on Friday, Daniel Gallen, the beat writer for the Baltimore Sun on Saturday's showdown between Penn State and Maryland. Adam Bittner on Friday as well, postgazette.com. Coming up on Thursday, our high school announcers will join us to preview their games, including Lewisburg, which plays on Thursday night. We're joined by Harvey Levin's favorite pupil, the Prince of TMZ, Kevin Herr.
I never watched TMZ. I know that shocks you.
Could be right up your alley.
No, I'm not that much into entertainment news.
Entertainment news? Come on, you go garbage can to garbage can trying to find stuff. What's going on?
I'm not into entertainment news. No, but sports news is different. But although I did anticipate and watched intently, waiting for the Star Wars trailer last night.
Why?
I have seen every Star Wars movie in the theater. I'm very proud of that fact.
I saw one.
I saw all six of them in the theater.
I saw one. We couldn't stand it.
Actually, nine of them in the theater, not six, because I saw the re-releases, too, in the theater.
Re-release?
Yeah. They did an enhanced version of all three movies along the way. And before the prequels came out, I actually saw all nine releases in the theater.
If anybody could cue up Roy Orbison's Only the Lonely.
That should have been our trivia question at SteveJonesShow.com instead of who should be number one. Have you seen all nine Star Wars movies in the theater?
Everybody has their own taste in movies. So I, in no way, am the standard by which anybody would judge movies. Okay, and in any way, shape, or form.
I would agree with that.
Well, I mean, but there are a lot of things I've liked over the years. I mean, something as simple as San Andreas, we went to watch that. We enjoyed it. We had a good time with that. You know, what the hell?
The poll question today on the Dan Patrick Show here on WKOK was the best, how did they word it now? It was the most popular or best movie franchise. Best movie franchise. And you would actually agree with some of these. Star Wars right now, late at the end of the show, had the lead with 43%. Followed by James Bond, Godfather, and Indiana Jones.
First of all, you got 50 years of Jim Bob Bond, okay?
I agree.
Okay, 50-plus years now. 50-plus of Jim Bob Bond. It's enduring. I will go to Spectre. That I will go to. I will go to see Spectre. I know it's in the middle of the season and the whole deal. I will go to see that movie.
I will see that in the theater, too.
Indiana Jones didn't light me up, so I saw one, and that
you're
was
You're kidding
was
me!
No.
Oh.
I saw one. What was the other one?
That
I Star Wars? Star Wars, no. Indiana Jones, no. What was the other one?
The Godfather.
Oh, I like The Godfather.
Well, that's good. Those were the four. Those were the top
Godfather's
four.
Godfather's really good. Jim Bob Bond? I mean, come on.
I mean, I have to admit, I like this new darker James Bond that they're building.
Well, it's the last, I think he only has one more movie left in him, maybe. Okay.
Because aren't these all prequels?
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, as far as the storyline?
Look, yeah, they may be all prequels, but why does he have better gadgets now than he did back in the old days? So, I mean, it's a kind of a mix.
John Cleese's Q works for me, though, I have to admit.
Sure. The original Q was the best.
Well, of course, but it's a little hard for him to do the movie now that he's no longer alive. So, you know, they had to find a new one at that point.
I got to give you credit. You know, you put two and two together these things brilliantly.
I mean, Desmond Llewellyn was awesome. Don't get me wrong. I love the fact that he would give him the car and then explain to him that he wanted it all back in pristine condition, which, by the way, never happened.
Of course not. It's a lot of evil out there.
Listen, nothing broke my heart more than when the Aston Martin, when he blew up the Aston Martin. Like, you didn't have to blow it up. And he does it again and again and again. When did they stop giving him one? Did he blow up the BMW? You know, the BMW that he could drive from his phone.
Yeah, that one crashed.
Yeah, see? I mean, why do they keep giving him a car like that?
Because they have a huge budget.
The taxes in Europe, in England must be ridiculous because of him. Actually, you know, wasn't there another Q, though?
Yeah, it's a new one.
No. John Cleese, Desmond Llewellyn, but wasn't there another one? Didn't Dr. No have a different... It wasn't Llewellyn in Dr. No, was it?
I don't know.
I may have to look this one up.
Star Wars, saw the first one, didn't like it, have not seen any of the other ones.
Here it is, Peter Burton.
Great.
That was the first one.
Indiana Jones, saw the first one, never saw the other ones. Godfather, saw it, Jim Bob Bond in. There you go.
Don't know if they actually referred to him as Q in that movie or not, but.
Yeah. He's the quartermaster, so thus he is Q. All right. We will call you K.
Okay.
All right. Your successor will be L.
Here's my favorite movie thing. You know, you were talking about James Bond and Sean Connery. I'll let it go with this, but I got to share this with you. Did you you saw Hunt for Red October?
Yes, I did.
All right,
I liked it a lot.
No one was upset that it was a Scottish actor playing a Russian general, a Russian submarine captain. Nobody was upset by that fact. Did you ever notice that? Some things in here don't react well to bullets.
It's Connery. I don't care what they have him playing.
One ping only, please.
Hey, it's Connery. It's fine. He can play a sub-commander for the Russians. He's defecting.
I just always thought that was funny. I was like, nobody thinks that's weird that he has an accent that's not Russian?
Okay. Okay. All right. Do you really believe everyone in Roman movies had British accents?
No, I've thought that too. I always thought that was weird too.
No. Okay. Okay. Do you want a piece of advice?
Uh-huh. Sure. Why not?
Stop thinking. Okay. Just stop thinking. Just enjoy. It's a movie. It means nothing. Stop thinking. It's entertainment. Okay. Just take the movie in. Take it in. Okay. Okay. It's mindless. Sit there, eat popcorn, have your eighth bowl, whatever it is. Right. Have some soda, have some. Goobers and Raisinettes, right? And just watch it. Don't think. I know I sound like your friends and family now, but don't think.
It only hurts the ball club?
every single time. Stop. Okay. Enjoy it. I mean, do you really think that in San Andreas that everything up to Nevada sinks? I mean, come on.
Okay. And how come when the boat goes through the window, it shatters, but yet the water doesn't shatter the window?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, there's more pressure from the water. Actually, that wasn't me. That was my son that came up with that one.
Daniel goes,
well, Daniel says, why is it the water doesn't break it, but the boat does?
There is an analogy between the water right now and this show. Okay.
We're both under it.
We're both sinking. Back with more after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
There's something about the feeling of the crisp fall air filling my lungs, the smell of the woods, and the sound of the leaves crunching under my feet. Finding that perfect spot and then setting up shop. This is my moment to reconnect and recharge. I find my peace in the outdoors. How about you?
Visit GoHuntPA.org to get your hunting license and find out where to hunt in Pennsylvania. GoHuntPA, a site for hunters by hunters.
Fall is here. The crisp days, vibrant colors, and outdoor adventures. We love the wine tastings, the hard cider, and the apple picking in the orchards. And we have to hit the market for the perfect jack-o'-lantern, all in Gettysburg, PA. By day, we taste all the festival goodies. At night, we let haunted tales of days gone by give us a chill on a Gettysburg ghost tour. Discover the colors, the flavors, and the feeling of fall in Gettysburg. Plan today at DestinationGettysburg.com. And you thought we were just history.
It's the Dan Patrick Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I think sometimes we overreact because we got it all figured out. We want to be ahead of the curve here. We're going to go into October and November, I guarantee, and we'll look back on September and say, oh, that's right. That's right. I remember that. What, Big Lovin'?
Like when I ordered that Manziel jersey 8 minutes into the Browns-Jets game.
Jonathan Manziel is back and better than ever.
Join me for the Dan Patrick Show weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The WKOK app.
Join the discussion about news, sports, and more by following News Radio 1070 WKOK on Facebook. You'll get breaking news updates, plus stories where you can weigh in with your opinions. Follow the news and let your voice be heard. Plus, win prizes on our Facebook-only contests. Follow us on Facebook today and join the discussion with News Radio 1070 WKOK.
What's the last jersey you actually ordered? Was it a Manziel jersey?
Yeah, to burn it maybe.
No, last
you would order a jersey to burn it?
Well, if it was cheap.
Well, it's right up your alley.
I mean, the way he's going, he's going to be in the discount rack soon.
Oh, listen to you. You're just so cruel.
Last one was Ben
Zobrist, by the way, is homered in Kansas City leads Toronto 3-0, still hitting in the first inning.
Last one was Palomalo.
Really? Well, all right. It's the last one you ordered, huh?
Oh yeah, I haven't ordered one since. I've even come close to wanting to order one since.
Why is that?
Well, every time I get the jersey, they're usually a year later. They're done, whether voluntarily or involuntary. Barry Foster jersey gone. Rod Woodson jersey gone. Troy Polamalu jersey gone.
Well, eventually they all, in one way or another, are gone.
That's true.
Maybe Mike Schmidt doesn't play any longer.
No, but I'd still wear his jersey because he was only a Philly.
He was only a Philly. Oh, that's right. I forgot you're hung up on that. modern sports, you don't quite get the concept of modern sports, do you?
I get it. I just don't like it.
Yeah, you're not sticking around that long.
And the ones that I do want to leave, they just stick around longer.
The ones you don't, who don't you want that sticks around?
He happens to play first base for the Phillies.
Oh.
He can go anytime.
I forgot there's a personal hatred for Ryan Howard because he was going out to do some professional work on the field.
Excuse me. If I'm not there to watch him and people like me, nobody cares what he does on the field. See, that's what some of these sports have forgotten.
Okay, say that again.
If people like me don't go to see him, no one cares what he does out on the field. That's what a lot of these athletes have forgotten over time.
But you don't go to any games.
That's not true. That's not true. I just haven't gotten any recently.
When's the last Eagles game you went to?
Well, the Eagles game? Jeez, I don't know. That was probably about 15 years ago, but that was only because a friend of mine was going and invited me along.
When's the last Phillies game you went to?
Season before last. Not last season. I think it was the season before last.
When's the last professional game you went to? Was that it?
Yeah, that was it. Was Phillies Pirates in the spring of last year?
So with fans like you.
Well, again, it hasn't been worth watching.
You are their reason to live.
You got
to
understand that has to be worth watching. I'm spending a lot of money here. This had better be worth watching.
How many Philly games have you gone to? Phillies games have you gone to in the last 10 years?
In the last 10 years,
how many have you gone to? Where you actually paid money and weren't handed tickets by somebody.
Well, now that makes it harder.
exactly.
No, probably 8. Because there was a stretch.
To go to...
Yeah, there was a stretch where I went at least once a year.
So you paid to go to 8 games.
Yes.
In the last 10 years.
Yes.
8. Not Philly. Even one of you.
Now you're talking Phillies games now. We're not talking about Penn State games. Yes. We're not talking about Red Barons games when they were up there.
8 Phillies games in the last 10 years.
Yes, I averaged one a year for quite some time.
And you feel that they owe you something for your 8 games.
Well, I'm also watching them on television, too, which, by the way, they get revenue from that will pay their salaries. I also buy their licensed merchandise, which they get revenue from that pays their salaries.
Yes, but you're the same guy that then goes on the radio and rips these guys. All right? You have not said one nice thing about Ryan Howard in 4 years on this show.
Well, what's been nice to say?
I'm saying, though, but now you expect that when you go to some place, Kevin, thank you so much for taking you in your 9th game in 11 years. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Listen, I could have spent my money nowhere. That's the problem.
Everybody, Kevin's here.
Okay.
Come on, let's go. Everybody.
I've been to Disney World once in the last 20 years, but everybody was nice to me there. Even if they were having a bad day, they were still nice to me.
Okay. Did the mouse sign your head?
The mouse signed whatever I asked him to sign.
So the mouse actually signed stuff.
Oh, yeah. The mouse signed stuff. Jack Sparrow signed stuff. Okay. Jiminy Cricket signed stuff.
Okay, you actually got cartoon characters to sign stuff?
Well, I didn't. I had a 9-year-old with me who was interested in all that stuff.
Okay, now where is this stuff?
He has it in his little collection of collection stuff. Along with the Chase Utley autographed photo and the Ryan Howard snubbed me autograph.
So far, Ryan Howard's the one in the group I respect.
No, but you know what? Yeah. But seriously, that's what's missing in professional sports, I think, a lot of times right now. Now, I think fans take it too far.
Now, hold on. Whoa, slow down. I see more and more and more athletes stop and sign things.
It's gotten better
than
in some
before.
Sports.
I think in almost every sport. In almost every sport I'm around, I've seen it.
Do you know?
And over and over.
Do they have a picture autograph day in Major League Baseball anymore? Seriously, I don't. I haven't seen one. I don't know.
No clue. But a lot of the players go over and they do sign before
they do.
The game.
They do.
All right. I was at a Pirates Red Sox game, and it was in a rain delay, and every Red Sox player came out and signed. Now, did I go down there to get something signed? Of course not. I don't care about that. But, which angers you. And believe me, you could have had some Hall of Fame signatures down there because the players included at that time Pedro Martinez, Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz, Nomar Garciaparra. They were all signing, every one of them, during a rain delay.
But what upsets me are these players that come out and say, well, I don't sign because I don't want people to make money off my name. What do you care?
That's legitimate.
I don't agree with that because why do you care whether I'm going to make money off your name or not? If I took the time to buy a ticket, show up, and you know, ask you for an autograph, and you're willing to sign it, what do you care what happens to it afterwards? I mean, you got paid.
No, but you know what? Your likeness and your autograph, there's some value to it along the way where you feel like you have control over what you're going on. I mean, why do you think I agree? Okay, I'll give you an example. Why do you think I agreed to the Facebook page, and why do you think I agreed to the Twitter account?
Well, because you knew it was an extension of the show.
No, I agreed to it because of domain reasons.
What, so nobody squatted on Steve Jones Show?
And also on the Twitter account, where people are putting out information under my name.
The fake Steve Jones, if you will.
Right, exactly. That's one of the reasons I agreed to do it.
I understand that.
It was actually years ago. I was told this years ago. Like, it's when social media came up, they said, look, make sure you take a Facebook page and what was the other one? There was another one at the time.
Probably MySpace.
MySpace. I didn't do MySpace. They said you should make sure you have an account with all of them. It's, even if you do zero with it, that way it's actually your name on it, your account.
That's a good point. I looked for a fake Kevin Herr on Twitter. Nobody took the time.
I work with them every day.
Oh, that's cold.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other options. auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kierwitz 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, FanDuel, DraftKings already in Nevada. They've both been told that they have to stop operations unless they get a gambling license. Fantasy sports are also being barred in five other states. Now Pennsylvania wants to get involved in the act as well. Remember, this is all part of the loophole in the Internet Gambling Act of 2006, which former Senator Frank Lautenberg freely admits. A lot of us didn't really read the bill. Hey, Dr. Walter Brash, give me the answer on that one. Okay. Read the bill at your job.
We'd like to comment.
It's like me doing this job. I don't really watch the Penn State games. I really don't.
We'd like to comment, but we didn't find out anything about it.
I'd like to, you know. It's very similar to sit there, right? Hey, how many? Okay. But the health care bill, well, you're going to have to see what's in it. Like, no, why don't you read it and then vote? Okay? It's your job. I pay you to do your job. You're an employee, not an employer. You are the employee. Reminding, once more time, every legislator, every congressman, every senator, you're actually the employees. Give me a call, Walter. All right. So,
stop confusing the issue with logic. All right,
stop using logic as to who pays whom. All right. So now they want in this state to do the same thing because there are what, 12 casinos in the state?
That is correct. 12 casinos.
Now the 12 casinos were put in, I believe, weren't they put in with the premise they would lower what it was. School tax, property tax?
It originally was going to be a property tax, a real estate tax lowering based on your, based on the second year, which is usually the school taxes, but only on, slot machines originally.
Haven't seen that happen to me. All right, so
I actually have. I'll be honest with you. I can see it on my tax bill. It says now it's not much. No. It's only a couple of hundred bucks, but it is there on my tax bill.
Nope, not on mine. Let's see. How does one spell fraud? Let's see. The original bill introduced in May proposed allowing the casinos to host their own fantasy websites, leaving unregulated websites to continue. But he has changed his approach with the amendments he has written. The Pennsylvania Attorney General's office has not received any complaints about fantasy sports, according to spokeswoman Sadie Martin, a spokesman for the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, declined to comment. So in other words, they're not getting any complaints, but they're trying to protect the cash cow in the state, right? Because casinos, that's a state regulated, that's their baby. It wasn't as if that's their baby, right? DraftKings and FanDuel hired a lobbying firm in Pennsylvania in June. Fantasy sports industry insisted games are not gambling, but rather games of skill. Okay, that they are protected by this. They've maintained this the whole time, though, Kevin. That's been their whole thing.
That's got to be the funniest part, though.
Yeah, but that, you know how I've reacted to that the entire time. Are you kidding me? You're kidding me, right?
It's games a game of skill.
What game of skill?
A game of skill, you have control over the outcome. This one, you're picking a player, and you have no control over the player. So I don't know if you call it game of skill.
A guy that racks up a lot of points over the last year is Jamal Charles, correct?
I would say so.
His receiving, receiving, rushing, and so forth. So there probably was a major temptation any week to put him on your list, correct? Well, what happened to him 2 weeks ago? First quarter, tore his ACL. I don't care how much skill you have. He's not playing.
My skill is predicting whether players are going to get injured or not.
Hey, that's the big part of this. The big part of this is, yeah, they're protected by the 2006 bill, which, by the way, is a national bill. And DraftKings FanDuel right now may be taking away from the casinos. That's the only reason this is coming up. The part about it being a game of skill is laughable. It's not a game of skill. It really isn't. It's the equivalent of, to me, I think from what I understand and reading, you know, I've done a lot of reading on this. The vast majority of winners are not ones that put in one set of players a week. They are the equivalent to the sheets of integrity when you put in 80 Final Four brackets with the idea one's going to hit. So they want to limit fantasy sports gambling in the state. The argument they're going to get is that under the 2006 Internet Act, this is considered to be a game of skill, thus they're allowed to have the they're allowed to have FanDuel and DraftKings Fantasy Sports. That's going to be the argument. Now, the state's going to argue exactly what I'm saying. I said, no, look, let's use common sense here, a foreign word when we're talking about this industry and also government, but we'll try and use it anyway. Common sense. Common sense tells you it's gambling. Now, I'm not going pro or con, because you gamble in all sorts of ways. Kevin goes out and buys $20,000 worth of silver at $15 an ounce. Isn't Kevin gambling it's going to go to 25? Isn't Kevin gambling that it doesn't drop to 10? Aren't you gambling at that point? It's called an investment, but aren't you gambling?
Any investment's gambling anymore.
Right? I mean, if you invested, I was listening the other day, there was a commercial about crude oil. And they were talking about how low crude oil was, you know, buy low, sell high. Right now, $38 a barrel. It, you know, and it shot up, you know, I think 10 years ago to $107 a barrel. Aren't you gambling it doesn't drop down to 28? Aren't you gambling that it goes to 107? One man's investment's another man's gamble. Now, is this the equivalent of sitting at the table with 17 and deciding to hold, hoping that the dealer hits 22? I mean, that becomes a... And by the way, if you count cards, right, they throw you out of the casino, right?
Yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah, so isn't counting cards a skill?
Well, here's when I looked up the legal definition of a game of skill. Refers to any game, contest, or amusement of any description in which the designating element of the outcome is the judgment, skill, adroitness of the participant in the contest and not chance.
But this is all chance.
Well, and it's exactly right. You have no control over the outcome, so how can you actually have any skill involved in this other than you have the skill of picking good players who happen to play well that day.
I pick five guys and say I pick Tom Brady at quarterback, and all of a sudden out of nowhere it starts to pour buckets and he decides to hand the ball off the entire day. Okay.
Oh, you used the perfect example with an injury.
Hey, somebody gets hurt, they get hurt. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, it doesn't, can't play. In the game, Jamal Charles. And by the way, that's a one that I think picks up tons of points for people. Hey, look, we've had people on that play FanDuel and DraftKings. They've called the show. And I have asked them point blank each time under an information thing. You know me, I'm not accusing them of doing anything. I want to learn more about this because it is dominating so much that it's making more money than Vegas is on games right now. So I've asked, do you feel like you're gambling? Every single person is given the same answer every time. Yes. Now, you play fantasy sports, but you don't play FanDuel or DraftKings.
No, I don't. I've thought about it, but I haven't.
You put some money in the pot, correct?
Yes.
Not much. I mean, it's not much.
No.
I mean, it's not,
no.
This is not high stakes. What, you put in $10,000,
$20,000? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was $500,000 is the most I've spent.
Something wrong with the pay scale here.
Are you kidding? No. It's a few bucks here and there at best.
Right. Yeah. But what you do is the equivalent of everybody gets together in March and fills out a bracket and we all see at the end who wins.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, that's the equivalent of it. Okay. DraftKings and FanDuel is that on steroids. Okay. Hey, that's what it is. It's that on steroids.
I've lost more money up at Wilkes-Barre playing Big Six than I have in fantasy football.
Okay, we really don't want to know about this.
Well, man, but my point is they're both gambling, though. That's my point.
I don't. What is the purpose, though, of Pennsylvania wanting to regulate it?
Getting a hand in the pocket.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. All right, you know, I mean, state governments are the only ones that have money that fall out of the sky and blow it. Tobacco settlement money, where's that? Casino money, where's that? Lottery money, where's that?
But, you know, sportsbook is the one that really has the argument here. What's the difference between picking the right players and assigning them to your team or picking the right games and winning it by the point spread? There's skill to that. I mean, if you want to make the argument that FanDuel has skill by picking the right players, then why isn't sportsbook skill by picking the right winner by a point spread?
I think you make a valid point. It's a valid question. It's valid. And again, have I ever once come on here?
No,
and,
I mean, this isn't a judgment thing.
And said pro or con judging gambling? And
no.
I never have, not yet.
But if I'm sportsbook, I'm looking at all these states that aren't doing anything about it and saying, well, you don't like us. How are we different?
Yeah, I mean, now, in England, for example, sportsbook's legal. You can even, I believe, tennis players at Wimbledon can even place bets on themselves.
Okay, that seems weird.
I've never heard of any, now, not living there, I don't know. But have you ever heard of any controversy over gambling and sports gambling in England ever?
No, I do know somebody that lives there, and I'm going to ask now.
But that doesn't mean it hasn't. I'm saying I haven't heard of it.
No, but I do know somebody that lives in London. I'll have to ask to see if they've heard, if they know of anything like that.
Yeah, I never have.
How is all right? And then here's the next question. I take it one step further. How is FanDuel, DraftKings, and Sportsbook different than the Pennsylvania Lottery? Now I realize the Pennsylvania Lottery is owned and run by the government. I get that. Don't read anything into it. I'm just comparing what's legal and what's not.
Yeah, no, but there is a big difference between FanDuel and DraftKings and the lottery. It's a huge difference. Gigantic.
The money doesn't go to older Pennsylvanians.
No, I have no idea. Nobody knows where the money goes. But, I mean, You know what the huge difference is?
What's that?
The state runs it.
Well, yeah, all right. I was looking for something deeper.
Okay. No, but that is deep, okay? Because if the state ran FanDuel and DraftKings, they'd be the first one just promoting it and commercials and everything like that. If the state ran it, this would be all good. But they don't run it, and they don't have control over it, and they're shocked by it. So because of that, they want to put legislation out there. Now, it's not my job to defend FanDuel or DraftKings. It's not in any way, shape, or form. That's not what I'm trying to do here. But I'm also trying to point out that there is a hypocrisy going on here where suddenly you're losing control of the gambling industry because of a couple guys in Boston and the guys in FanDuel are suddenly have people playing. And not only that, the leagues are endorsing them. Major League Baseball has an agreement with DraftKings. Right? So does the NHL. So does the PGA Tour. They're drawing young people to their sport. The average age of those in DraftKings FanDuel is in that 18 to 34 range, which is the range, for example, with Major League Baseball, they're aching to attract. So the sports leagues themselves have working contracts with these organizations. They don't have working contracts with casinos in Pennsylvania. None of them do. In fact, the casinos in Pennsylvania are advertising at their ballparks.
FanDuel and DraftKings, there's so much money in this right now. They've spent $150 million in the first 3 months of the NFL season. They collectively have spent $150 million. Right. And you know they're making money, or they wouldn't be doing this. And here's the other one. They've agreed
And they're not spending any money in these states. They're spending no money in the states specifically for
right.
the state.
It's there's national.
The state can't figure out right now how to tax it. That's the big issue here. If the state could figure out how to tax it, it would be okay. But they can't figure out how to tax it, so they've got to figure out how to regulate it first.
They've committed to spend just north of $500 million on ESPN through the season. That's DraftKings. This is not DraftKings. Right. DraftKings alone, $500 million. We're talking, that's the range of like Anheuser-Busch.
Right. Well, no, they're spending more than, right now the number one, now DraftKings had throttled back a couple of weeks ago. FanDuel was number one 2 weeks ago. Geico was second. That's where the spending's going right now. And the second week of the NFL season, DraftKings FanDuel actually brought in more action than Sportsbook in Vegas. The problem that the states are having with this, and five states have already stepped in here, including Nevada, now Pennsylvania wants to get involved, is they can't tax it right now. That's a big issue, Kev. It's a huge issue. I believe DraftKings, because they're Boston-based, have to pay Commonwealth of Massachusetts taxes as a business. But they're operating in all 50 states, and the states themselves, the other 49, can't figure out how to tax the two of them and get a cut of the pie. That's what it comes down to. The casinos, they get a cut of the pie because it was the state that created them and allowed them to operate. The lottery is all their baby. It's all state. FanDuel, DraftKings, how dare you come in and out of control and come into our state and have people spend money on you and not on the stuff we want you to. We want you spending your gambling money at our casino. We want you spending your gambling money at the lottery. We don't want you spending it on fantasy baseball.
What if the legislature got this through and the only way you could play FanDuel or DraftKings was to place your lineup and everything at a casino? Can you imagine what that would do with what that would do to casinos on Sundays? Oh man.
Oh, it would do a lot to them, but at the same time, it would cut out people who have to drive somewhere.
Oh, no, you're right.
Okay, let's take State College. I'm in State College, right? What's the closest casino to State College?
What's the closest
one? Yeah, I was going to say, what is the closest one to Stegall? I mean, probably Harrisburg.
Probably Grantville?
Yeah, that's what I mean, Grantville.
I mean, 90 minutes? Yeah, I'm going to go 90 minutes so I can put Jamal Charles down. Here you go. Whereas I can do it on my computer.
But yet, you can bet on horses with your computer. Here
is the key issue. Okay? Every state is financially drowning right now. Okay? The country's drowning in red ink. Okay? So they're coming up with every single way they can think of to come up with revenue somewhere. Everything from how much you pay at the turnpike to how much a dog license is to your income tax. Right? Every one of them is. And all of a sudden this industry comes along and they don't know what to do with it. It has thrown them for a loop. Because they're not getting any cut of the pie. Now, that goes back to my original premise that I talked about back in August. That I felt that sports leagues, remember Adam Silver a year ago, it's 11 months ago, he wrote that op-ed in the New York Times.
Right.
About gambling in the NBA. And what did I say then and also this past summer? That leagues would get behind it once they figured out how they could get a significant cut of the pie. That's what the state grab is about. The state grab is about because it's an industry that right now they can't tax and have no handle on. They don't like it. That wraps up today's broadcast extravaganza. We will play a series of commercials that we love to play because our sponsors are critical to us, and the news at the top of the hour. Coming up on Friday, Daniel Gallen, Baltimore Sun's going to join us. And also Johnny Holiday, the play-by-play voice and one of the funniest guys on the planet, is going to join us. A pro's pro who's got an incredible sense of humor. Johnny Holiday, the play-by-play voice of Maryland, is going to join us on Friday as well. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. High school announcers coming up on Thursday. There isn't a single person that called the show to tell me I was wrong that the state doesn't have control over it, thus they're trying to figure out how to do it. Nobody called to say I was wrong.
Well, maybe we'll get some emails when they listen to the podcast later on at stevejonesshow.com.
There isn't a person out there, unless you believe the state should run our lives, that's going to be against that.
I tend to agree with you.
All right? Unless you think we're living in Kiev. You know, come on.